After a three-game losing streak, the Camp boys basketball team came out on the floor hot with 28 points in the first quarter alone as they beat Boyer Valley 76-55. Head coach Ian Hunt was proud to see his team do the little things properly as the offense rolled like clockwork.
When you do the little things, we spaced the floor, we did a lot of good things, and it really opens guys up. And guys move the ball well and share the ball, and good things happen.
Colin Bauer may not have been the leading scorer on the night, but he played one great defensive performance. Bauer is at the end of just about every block, steal, or coverage underneath the basket. The sophomore finished with 7 points on the night and really helped the team stay successful.
It's huge. Everything he does, his rebounds, he does all those hustle stats, those energy plays. He's really good at that. He's got a good motor.
Cam was led on the night by junior Chase Jotty, who continued to rain down three-pointers as he had 4 in the first half alone and finished with 21 total points of the night. Ryan Bauer was not far behind him in the scoring column as he finished with 14 points. Chase Beaker had 7, while both Cody Van Tiger and McCade Paulson finished with 6 points apiece. Both Gunnar Hogeson and Braxton Dennis finished with 5 and 2 points respectively. These stats show that when you're doing the little things right, the game will work in your favor.
I think we just got to keep doing the little things correctly, spacing the floor, running our lanes, pushing the pace, taking care of the ball. And if we keep doing those little things and playing with energy and pair that together, it'll be a good time for us.
Boyer Valley was led on the night by Ben Lands with 14 points, who played a pivotal role in the first half of action defensively. Brody Koski had a total of 12 points, while Tristan Burkhart was right behind with 11. Tommy Haas knocked down 8 points, while Levi Reinecke and Michael Davis put down 4 points apiece. Kel Soma finished off the night with 2. Cam will have a shoot-around tomorrow to prepare for an upcoming tough road stretch as they prepare for the Stanton Vikings on Thursday.
We just got to be prepared to see a lot of different things. We're going to have a quick walkthrough, kind of shoot-around tomorrow and watch a lot of film. And they're a good ball close. We're going to have to be ready.
The Cougars will travel to Stanton on Thursday to take on the Vikings, which will tip off around 7:30 p.m. I'm Zach Callens reporting.